Hello and welcome to Heinrich Heine Radio. Today we have a special guest from North America, the exchange student Marilena. Welcome to Germany.
Hi, and thanks for your warm welcome. It's great to be in Germany. Your university is pretty cool, with all the nice people, the courses I can take, and all the other stuff around here.
Nice you like it here. So, what do you expect from your studies abroad?
Well, of course I hope to get more fluent in speaking and understanding German. But I also want to experience your culture. I was planning to go on a road trip across the country to visit some big cities.
Do you already have an idea of the cities you want to visit and the sightseeing you want to do there?
I would like to start in Munich, continue to Berlin and Hamburg, and end in Düsseldorf. In Munich, I want to taste the beer at Oktoberfest, see all the people in their fancy traditional clothes, like Lederhosen and Dirndls, and see how they dance. And I really want to eat pretzels and Weißwurst there.
But you already know all about that. Why don't you go to the Marienplatz and listen to the chimes instead? There are not only the bells ringing, but also some figures coming out of little windows of the city hall. They entertain thousands of people every hour, and you would have something else to tell your families and friends at home.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Thanks for mentioning it. When I continue my travel to Berlin, I don't want to do any history sightseeing. I learned all about that in school. But is it true that you Germans have something like the Oscars here?
Yeah, that's true. It's called the Berlinale. You might want to go there to collect some autographs and pictures of German and international film stars. Last year, you could have met George Clooney on the red carpet.
That's a good idea. Pictures are always a great memory. And I would never have thought that someone like George Clooney comes to Berlin. Well, do you have any idea what is worth visiting in Hamburg?
Well, you might know the Reeperbahn with all its sex shops and strip clubs, bars and so on. And maybe you've even heard of the famous drag queen Olivia Jones, who has also her own bar at the Reeperbahn. But you could also do a river cruise on the Elbe, having a great view of Hamburg's landmarks, for example the Landungsbrücken. That's the place where the ships on the Elbe start, the tours, for example, to the musical island, where the Lion King is set, which you could also watch.
Hopefully, there will be good weather. Anyways, when I get back to Düsseldorf, I'm going to meet some other exchange students to celebrate their Japan-Tag. I heard there is going to be a big fireworks display. And I heard that you have something like the, I'm not sure, do you call it the Altstadt?
Yeah, that's right. The Altstadt is pretty cool and you can drink very nice beer. And it's funny that you know the Japan-Tag. And you're right, it's the biggest Japanese fireworks display outside Japan. But I was sure you would have wanted to celebrate Carnival, which most people have heard about.
Well, it's pretty much the same as our Halloween. You dress up, be someone else, you eat a lot of candy, but you guys are all drunk at Carnival, right?
Oh, well, yeah, let's not talk about that. Unfortunately, our time is over now. Maybe when you're back in Düsseldorf, you want to come in again and tell us about your big trip.
Thanks for having me here and for all your tips. I'm definitely coming back.
Thank you for being here with us today, and thank you, at home and abroad, for listening.